Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Maggie Perloff, you. It's Friday. Let's go. Memorial Day weekend on tap. And, you know, Perloff is in Los Angeles right now. I'm here in New York. He's hanging out for the Steve Clarkson quarterback retreat, which is one of the cooler events that happen in our industry because you kind of get a mix of, like, the hotshot college quarterbacks or some of the up-and-coming high school quarterbacks, and it's a whole scene that that McLovin is front row for.
So, last year I saw, by the way, I saw Malik Willis almost murder a high school kid by accident throwing, because, you know, Malik Willis throws about 95 miles an hour. So they have these like 10th graders who are at the camp catching balls from the top quarterbacks. And it is it's high comedy at times. So I'm hoping for more of that this year. The camp is on the field tomorrow. So it should be exciting. We'll hopefully talk to some of these guys.
Yeah, and considering what Aaron Rodgers almost took your head off once at the Dan Patrick show, I can understand why you would identify with a story like that. Okay, so a couple things we have to get to, because this one was really surprising. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, Perloff, are always going to be, you know, one of the more fascinating teams, because when you have the combination of Patrick Mahomes, you have Andy Reid, Kelce, you know, the fact that they were willing to say goodbye to Tyreek Hill and kind of, I can't say revamp the offense, but they obviously weren't afraid of losing somebody like Hill. They added to the defense, and now you just throw them into the mix of what we believe is going to be the hardest division in the NFL. But there's always been another little side story, and there's always a lot of palace intrigue with the Kansas City Chiefs, and it has to do with Eric Bieniemy. So Shady McCoy was on the I Am Athlete podcast. He was talking to them about why Eric Bieniemy hasn't gotten a head coaching job. Here's what he said.
It's the reason why every year they keep hyping him up to get a coaching job, a head coach or office coordinator job for somewhere else, and you don't get one because
he's talking about Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, because some players, right, he talks to them a certain way, and some players would take it. I wouldn't take it. Like, whoa, you know, and some question I would ask, everybody's accountable.
Yeah.
That's why it's not because he's a black coach. That's not the reason. Nobody hires him because they know what type of coach he really is.
So you're saying Eric Bieniemy was good why you stopped playing in Kansas City?
Yeah, come on, man. That's the players. Wow. They knew what it was.
Wow, so that was LeSean McCoy. Now, Andy Reid responded, Perloff, came to the defense of his offensive coordinator.
And sometimes it's hard on a veteran player that maybe their level, performance level, isn't what it used to be, and it's hard to take sometimes. But he's going to push you and try to maximize what you've got. That's one of his strengths. He's no different than he is with you guys. He's going to come in and shoot you straight. Sometimes you want to hear it, sometimes you don't.
Okay, so that was Andy Reid. He was backing up Eric Bieniemy. And listen, when Shady McCoy went to Kansas City, he was 31 years old. It was his second to last year in the league. And he played, you know, he appeared in 13 games. He rushed for fewer than 500 yards. I don't see why, you know, him maybe like, you know, being a little too honest, perhaps, about a running back at the end of his career would keep him from getting a job. This sounds a lot more like Shady McCoy with an axe to grind than it does the true criticism on Bieniemy.
Well, the only thing that we have never heard a good explanation for why Eric Bieniemy isn't getting jobs other than race.
Yeah.
Because he's been the coordinator of the best offense in the league. Well, you know, I know he hasn't always called plays, but he's been the coordinator of the best offense in the league. So it's always been a mystery. He's had so many years of interviewing. Why hasn't he gotten the job? This is something. That's all I can say. I'm not saying I agree or disagree with McCoy. Obviously, you and I were not in the room. We have no idea what Eric Bieniemy's like behind closed doors. But isn't it interesting? This is the first time we've actually heard like any kind of reason. We've heard like rumblings that he didn't put together a good defensive coaching staff in interviews. But who knows over the years? It's something. It's hard for me to buy too. Andy Reid's logic makes perfect sense. Of course, Shady McCoy wasn't happy with where things were. But why else hasn't Eric Bieniemy gotten a job? Because I think, you know, obviously there's a race issue. But other coaches have gotten a job in that position. It just seems weird to me, and I still don't fully understand how this guy every year gets passed by.
No, it is wild. And, you know, now, though, you know, Andy Reid might need Eric Bieniemy more than ever coming up this season because, you know, obviously things have changed in the AFC West where this was already a division that's clearly difficult and on the ascent, but you add Russell Wilson into this mix, you add Devontae Adams into this mix, you add the upgrades that the Chargers made, and like the Kansas City Chiefs are going to need every bit of their best offensive and defensive minds if they have designs on going back to the Super Bowl. I mean, somebody is going to be the odd man out in this division, right? I mean, odds are, right, that they're going, yeah, not all four teams are going to make the playoffs in this division. Someone's going to be the odd man out. I cannot fathom it would be the Kansas City Chiefs, but they've gone through some major changes. Here was Patrick Mahomes talking about the difference in the offense now that Tyreek Hill is gone.
That's what you're going to see at this offense this year is it's going to be everybody. It's not going to be one guy. I mean, obviously, Travis is going to still get a lot of completions, a lot of yards, but I think the whole receiving room is going to have big days, and I think that can be something that we can use to our advantage. I think we're going to be different. I think you saw last year, defenses had started to formulate a good game plan, at least at the beginning of the season, of trying to kind of maintain stopping Tyreek and stopping Trav. And I think this year will become different where you're not going to know where you're going to get the deep ball from. You're not going to know where you're going to get the short pass from because we have a lot of different guys that can do it all.
Okay, Perloff, you are a staunch Andy Reidite. Yeah. Do you believe that to be true, that this offense could be even more dangerous without Hill?
No. Definitely not more dangerous. I mean, first of all, if you watch the Chiefs last year, the defense is such an overwhelming problem. Like, all this attention on the offense is just silly. If you watch the regular season loss of the Bengals, their inability to tackle anybody who gets 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, like, you're not going to win if the defense doesn't get better. So all of that is immaterial. But I do think that the offense will take a much smaller step back than people think. Did you see the highlights? They got this kid, Justin Ross, who was the number one wide receiver in the country, obviously, as a freshman at Clemson, that had all these injuries. Somehow he's healthy, goes undrafted, is getting one-handed catches in practice. That's what this team does. They're going to create other stars. You just know it. You could see it coming. I think they go from a 100 to a 75 on offense. The thing is, they need to go up from a 7 to a 50 on defense. Otherwise, that's where their real problem lies.
Well, they took the defensive end, Kurloftis, you know, with their first round pick.
Rookie.
I mean, listen, when you still have Frank Clark and Chris Jones making as much money as they do, I mean, those are guys that you have to be able to count on. Obviously, Justin Reed was the safety who they signed from the Houston Texans. So they did make some upgrades there. But I think what Mahomes is saying, what is fascinating about that is kind of acknowledging that the rest of the league sort of understood how to stop them, you know? And they did slow the Kansas City Chiefs down. And now, you know, listen, I don't know if they're going to have a better offense or if they're going to be trickier now that you have, you know, Juju to throw to and Marquez Valdes-Scantling to throw to and, you know, different guys. But I find it very self-aware that they looked at the rest of the league and said, we've become too predictable. You know, it's become too easy to stop us. Considering the talent we have at quarterback, it should not be this easy to bracket us, and they're doing something about it. Fascinating stuff.
And by the way, they might want to slow their pace down a little bit to protect that defense. So, you know, maybe actually, I know this is a lifelong Andy Reid thing. Like, maybe run the ball. I don't know. Try it. It's like half the offense in most teams. So we'll see. That's definitely, by the way, he's not going to do it. So I don't even know why I'm asking Andy Reid to run the ball. But they need to slow down to help that defense stay off the field.
Well, they did draft a running back in the first round, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, when he's healthy. They have Ronald Jones now from Tampa Bay as well. Okay, we've been paying tribute to Tom Cruise all week, and I got to make a confession here. So yesterday I was clowning our producer, Mike Samter, because he suggested a topic where we're doing Tom Cruise, like sports kind of crossover stuff. And he suggested Eyes Wide Shut as a topic. And I said, have you seen Eyes Wide Shut? And he said, no. Because I was curious how he was going to get this from orgy scene to sports. And you know what? To Samter's credit, he kind of got there. So we did Eyes Wide Shut yesterday. And then today I suggested Edge of Tomorrow as a sports crossover. And he goes, have you seen that movie? And I said, no, I haven't. Mm. So joke's on me today, Samter. I'm sorry. I don't think there's an orgy scene in Edge of Tomorrow, but...
No, but I was curious how you were going to get Groundhog Day meets aliens into sports, because that's basically what Edge of Tomorrow is.
I'm not. Instead, we're going to use this opportunity to pay tribute to Tom Cruise and do Edge of Tomorrow with sports stars who we think are on the verge of becoming superstars. So who's on the edge of... superstardom
tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Okay, want to know what we're talking about? We're talking about someone like Zion Williamson. So Zion Williamson gets cleared yesterday. He is now free. He's healed. This is it, Perloff. Like, the runway is clear for Zion to now fully live up to all of the expectations we have on him. Do you think he is going to ascend to that superstardom in the immediate future?
Yes, Zion is going to get healthy, and he's going to be on the court. And Zion on the court equals superstar. And you know how I know that? Because I waited for Joel Embiid to get through the early parts of his career. I waited for Blake Griffin to get through the early parts of his career. It happens. I know people are having trouble believing this, but I saw the dude, totally injured, do a 360 off what might have been a trampoline. He's so explosive. You and I debated whether they built a trampoline into the practice court in New Orleans. That's the kind of player he is. I am so confident that Zion is going to turn it around. That might be completely off, but I am into Zion. And just, you know, Zion is the one player in the NBA I think people want to see the most. Because he's so unique.
Perloff, you also forgot about the small fact of not only did we debate if there was a trampoline under the floor, we actually asked vice president of the team, Swin Cash, if there was a trampoline, and she looked at us like we're the two knuckleheads that we are.
No. She actually did say, like, well, there's new lighting in that arena. Like, she definitely, like, she played along at least, and I appreciated that.
She pitied us. She pitied us on live radio, and we appreciated that. You know, here's the thing with Zion for me. I don't know if I can get there yet. You mentioned about Joel Embiid. He turned his career around and has overcome the injuries, but I mean, how many people do we see never really overcome that in the NBA, unfortunately? And is Zion, does he have the commitment to his health? Does he have the commitment to keep the body weight down? I mean, these are all things that come with maturity. He's still so young. There's so much to go with him. I hope he does, but I need to see a lot more. Okay, our next athlete on the verge of super-duper stardom is Connor McDavid.
McDavid created a turnover for Draisaitl inside. McDavid, his shot scores! Connor McDavid has won the Battle of Alberta for Edmonton! 5-4 in overtime!
Wow. All-timer. Jack Michaels, Oilers Radio Network. I mean, if that didn't just, like, make the hair on your back of your neck stand up. But, of course, you know, Connor McDavid is amazing. And to help us really determine whether or not Connor McDavid is the next crossover star from the sport of hockey, we're bringing in our body man, our security. Sully is in LA with Perloff. Sully is our resident hockey expert as well. Sully, so good to see you. Tell us why Connor McDavid's on the verge of crossing over to superstardom.
Well, first of all, thank you guys very much for having me on here. Clearly, I didn't know that now it's out. Like, I'm no longer behind the curtain.
People actually
see what I look like.
Shelly is a huge part of the show for any listener. Like, he really is. Like, you have no idea. Like, if we were on the road and we can find a way to coordinate with him, he just, like, he lifts all boats around him. He's that kind of person.
Well, it's amazing, too.
And it's good we need you in front of the camera. Like, the rest of the country needs to be aware of the full Sully experience.
When I was on social media, Sully in LA was actually my Instagram name. So it actually went pretty well today. You know, I love hometown calls of goals, especially series ending goals. No one gets behind a call more than the hometown announcer. And he just went bananas. So I was good to hear that. And
announcer. Also, by the way, say the word announcer.
Announcer.
Yeah.
And by the way, Sully in LA may originally be from Boston, but we'll figure that out.
You think? Celts. Okay, so why is Connor McDavid, why is he the next, you know, Gretzky, Crosby, the next hockey star Ovechkin who's going to cross over into the super mainstream?
Well, so we were all out watching the game last night, and I was with some friends that McLovin knows very well, and one of them happens to be a current player. And all of us, there were some Calgary fans, and then there were just fans of hockey. Everybody knew in overtime that McDavid was going to score that goal. It didn't matter, you know, who or what Calgary was doing. If 97's on the ice, everybody knew that he was going to win that game. And for McDavid, his nickname, McJesus, couldn't be any better. They sell T-shirts and they have the memes and everything. I mean, you're showing the highlight right now. There's two guys on him with a goalie straight on, and he still beats everybody, gets the puck. What my friend was talking about when we were asking him, what's it like to be on the ice when McDavid comes over the boards? And keeping it clean, he constantly says, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Yeah. And that's the PG version because he wills his team to win. This is the first time he's gotten his team past the second round. You know, there's a lot of talent up there. But unfortunately for McJesus, he plays in Edmonton. So you don't get the publicity and the Sports Center and, you know, the four-letter network now is doing more hockey highlights because they have to. They have the rights.
Right.
You know, McJesus' overall game, along with his speed and abilities, makes him the best player on the ice right now, hands down.
I think he's not even close. I think he's poised to really cross over in a way that Sidney Crosby couldn't.
Sure.
Because ESPN has NHL. And there's just like, even this series, Edmonton-Calgary, has taken on a level of excitement. I don't know anybody in my life who's from Edmonton or Calgary. You know, I have a lot of friends who are Rangers fans. But people are talking about this series, and we're just beginning the ESPN relationship. I feel like this is the star that is poised to be center case. But my question, too, for everybody is, like, can he do it in Edmonton? There obviously was a more famous player in Edmonton who crossed over to the U.S. Like, can to be that crossover worldwide, like, American fans, kids know his name. Does he have to get to a U.S. team?
Well, let's think about it, right? Because you're obviously, you know, talking about Gretzky there, but Gretzky goes to L.A., marries an actress, you know, and became, like, much bigger than sports. We were just talking about, you know, as I was bringing up the All-Star Cafe. That was an actual thing. Wayne Gretzky was an investor in it. And, like, the cartoon with Gretzky and Bo Jackson. And, like, you know, Gretzky became so big. I wonder, Sully, does Connor McDavid want that? You know, is he going to be a reluctant star, or do you think that he would seek out some of, like, you know, that sort of spotlight? Does he want to be super famous in America?
You know, it's an interesting question because just like Sidney Crosby, he's always been, you know, the game saver.
Sure. Right?
He was the number one overall pick. He went to Pittsburgh. Now it's McDavid and there's another player, Austin Matthews, in Toronto. And the hard thing for those guys, they are true overall number one picks. You get these number one picks, and yeah, everyone's all excited about the number one pick, except you're coming after McDavid and you're coming after Austin Matthews, where these kids are bred to be these saviors, and hockey guys don't get the publicity that they deserve. Every single hockey guy I've ever interacted with is the nicest human being possible because they remember what it was like when they were a kid. That's why they show, you know, people holding up signs, trade a puck for a stick or trade some gum for a puck. And I think McDavid, he has the talent around him. I don't know if he wants to be the next Gretzky because Gretzky was all about, you know, he married an actress. Yeah. He moved to L.A. Yeah. If McDavid does want out, I'm sure he can do the Gretzky deal and say, I want to go to America. It depends on where he wants to go. Obviously, Gretzky wanted to go to L.A. because of his wife. I love all the publicity for hockey. You guys can't talk hockey enough as far as I'm concerned.
Well, this is it. We had to call you in because, you know, and I thought it was interesting. You know, you're talking about Connor McDavid, McJesus. He and I have the same nickname. It's odd, bizarre. It's just total coincidence.
Yeah, I'm McLovin, you're McJesus.
McJesus.
I'm McSullivan.
Since I was a kid. But we, and Samter, yes.
McShorty.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
If the shoe fits. We had to bring you on, Sully, because nobody else could talk hockey like you. And that Boston accent, you know, we just can't keep that under wraps. We gotta share that with the world. So thank you.
I will
you.
Say, it's an absolute honor to be part of this program. I love you guys very much. You guys mean the world to me. So thanks for having me.
No, the feeling is 100% mutual there, without a doubt. Sully, great to see you. And you're going to hang around for the rest of the show. We might need to bring you back with more of our Tom Cruise tributes if you want to weigh in on something there.
Sure, why not?
We've got so much more to do here on Maggie and Perloff. Oh, we've barely scratched the surface. We've got more Tom Cruise. We've got Lane Kiffin. We've got Kyrie Irving. If that doesn't keep you around, nothing will. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 158. Don't move.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Maggie and Perloff hanging out with you on the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. And we have been paying tribute to Tom Cruise all week. We're going to continue to do that as I'm here in New York. Perloff's out in Los Angeles. But Perloff, there's another movie that's making some headlines for this Memorial Day weekend. It's called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Why? Why do we have to do this to Winnie the Pooh? So apparently,
wait,
this
is it a kids movie?
No. It's like this super scary looking Winnie the Pooh costume where apparently Winnie the Pooh is out for vengeance. I don't know for who. Christopher Robin? Like, I don't get why Winnie the Pooh would want vengeance on anyone. But the weird thing about this is Winnie the Pooh just became part of the public domain. So I guess Disney doesn't own Winnie the Pooh anymore. And now, in the first moment possible, someone came in to make Winnie the Pooh a horror movie.
Oh, jeez.
Do we have to? Can we not?
I'd really rather not.
I'd rather. Who's like,
I don't want to sound stodgy,
Maggie,
but like, I don't know. I'm actually okay. This might be a hot take. I don't really like the book Winnie the Pooh. Like, we were doing it with my kids. I don't think, like, it doesn't quite, like, I could get more into, like, the Berenstain Bears or 5,000 other kids' books. I'm not a big Winnie the Pooh guy. Are you a Winnie? I don't want to see him out killing people necessarily. But are you a Winnie the Pooh fan?
You know, no. Now that you say it, I'm right there with you. Put that on the big board of agreements.
Yeah.
Because give me a Paddington Bear. 100 times out of 100.
Yeah. Paddington's like the Tom Hiddleston of kids characters. Like, he's British. He's got a great attitude. Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, I never quite got the appeal. So I think that maybe there's something unlikable about him, a seed in there that encouraged them to make this movie.
I don't know. From the dark minds of somebody that we just really didn't need. Samter's incensed.
I'm so upset.
Why?
Piglet is awesome. Eeyore was like my spirit animal. Tigger is like the coolest little, hopping around in his tail, jumping on people, just high energy, always so positive. Like, how could you not be a Winnie the Pooh? He's got like honey stuck on his head. He's wearing a shirt but no pants. None of it makes any sense, but it's amazing.
Wow. The idea of someone wearing a shirt with no pants is what, some kind of utopia to you? Like, also, they're all hopped up on honey. Like,
blood and honey.
Oh, yeah, now blood and honey.
Doesn't he have that weird voice, too? Like, he talks funny. I can't do an impersonation.
You know, the other part of this that's probably kind of more like a little bit of a sad commentary, and I don't want to take it there, but I bet like we don't even have the attention span to hang on for a Winnie the Pooh anymore. It's so slow. Nowadays, look at what they're competing with. You want to compete with Encanto? You're going to lose 100 every time.
Winnie will adapt.
Peter the Rabbit has a couple movies out that they totally just modernized Peter the Rabbit. And it's like part Terminator, part Peter the Rabbit.
They
added violence and explosiveness just because you're right. Like, that's why I think they had to do this. Maybe Winnie the Pooh the horror movie was the right way to go. By the way, I'm also terrified of bears. I don't know if you, I know your squirrels like sharks is my number one, bears is my number two, because that is a real danger in the woods.
Did you ever see The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm well aware of the issue. You ever seen that one where Alec Baldwin and Anthony Hopkins were getting chased by a Kodiak in the woods?
No, it's vaguely familiar. That feels like a very 90s movie.
Samter definitely saw it, right?
Even Samter didn't witness that one.
The Edge. I remember it, and I remember seeing the scene, but I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
Yeah, I mean, where I live in Brooklyn, you don't have any actual bears, but I'm always just looking out for them. Because you never know. You never know. And if you're in the woods, you know how you have to make noise if you're walking in the woods so the bear doesn't get startled by you?
Yes.
If you ever go for a hike with me, Maggie, which I doubt is ever going to happen in our lifetimes, I will walk around clapping, saying, hey, bear, hey, bear, hey, bear. And my wife will be like, honey, we're still in the parking lot. What are you doing?
Wait, hold on. Will I ever go on a hike with you? No, because first of all, if we ever saw a bear, you can run faster than me. And I feel like you'd leave me in the dust and I'd have to fend for myself. Like, Perloff is sneaky athletic. And, he'd be down the trail before I even turned around and realized what was going on.
Number one rule of bear safety in the woods, be faster than Maggie. But, I mean, you're going to be so terrified because we're going to be in, the canopy forest, and you know what lives there, Maggie.
Yeah, please don't. Not the squirrels. I can't do it. Not the squirrels, which is, again, on our big board of disagreements, that whether or not a squirrel will attack you.
Yeah, if we're in certain areas, flying squirrels too. So they can not, you won't even see them. They're just going to fly and be in your, I think there's one in your hair right now, Maggie. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you sold that well.
Yeah, did your blood pressure go up just a little bit right there?
Just a notch.
Except the fact that we're indoors, you're in a soundproof studio protected by Ackerman.
I was going to say, unless you're talking about, there's nothing squirrel-like about Ackerman. He's solid, that guy.
Cat-like quickness.
Yes, it's cat-like. Speaking of what's going down in Brooklyn, that is Ackerman and Perloff's borough, Kyrie Irving, now Ian Begley from SNY and covers the team here in New York, says is reporting that teams believe that Kyrie Irving is available for a sign and trade this offseason. Perloff, this is escalating kind of quickly here, and I'm not surprised, because I just am curious about the Kyrie aspect of it, no doubt. Like, what's going to happen to him, and is the team going to blink and offer him a max contract, or are they really just going to do a sign and trade and get him out of their hair? But to me, this is all about Durant. You know, Durant, at least I believe, has a ton of power in the organization. He's already signed to a long-term extension. He came to Brooklyn specifically to play with Kyrie Irving. If Kyrie's not there, what does this mean for Durant? And is there a world where after all that's gone down with the Brooklyn Nets over the last 4 years, 3 years, somehow Ben Simmons off of back surgery is the last thing they have to show for this era?
No, there's absolutely a world where that's going to happen. And it seems like it's a more likely outcome than the other outcome where the Nets have a championship parade that nobody cares about because there are no Nets fans in Brooklyn.
Oh, gosh. It'd just be Perloff there looking for bears.
Yeah, no, I think it's, well, I mean, don't you agree? It's more likely that they're all going to be gone than they're all going to win together.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, Kyrie, first of all, they're getting old, too. I mean, Kyrie's 30, he's a little younger, but KD's window is shrinking. So I think that's what really puts a lot of pressure on the situation. You talked earlier in the show about LeBron every year has that pressure to win. So KD, if Kyrie is gone, you're right. Like, he's probably looking in his window. What are we looking at? 2 or 3 years left to try and win a title?
Yeah, but okay, so this is where you and I kind of disagree, I think, about how much more Durant has like left in the tank. Like, I'm still big time Durant defender from the basketball side about, but like, if you're him and if he really is thinking about titles, you're going to be left there with Ben Simmons and all of his baggage / injuries. And then the rest of the team that's been put around the Nets. I mean, how much do you really expect Joe Harris to contribute with him coming off of a lost season? Like, it's not like you have all these incredible pieces there. I know you got a couple draft picks back because of the Harden deal, but they're not going to be premium. So, like, does Durant start looking around for greener pastures? And if so, can he even pull that again? Can he go to another team and join another team to try to win a title?
You mean join, like, a super team like the Warriors?
Something like that?
He's going to have to. I mean, he's turning 34 before the season, Maggie. And like you said, like, the pieces, if Kyrie's not there, forget it. The pieces are not even close. There's no scenario where he's going to build. I mean, who could they get back for Kyrie Irving?
I mean, a lot. I think
there's nothing out there. They're going to get a distress asset like the Harden trade. They're going to get somebody who's imperfect, just like Kyrie's imperfect.
I know, but like I find it troubling. Like, I don't know who has the leverage here, and I actually think it's Irving. Because I know that he's missed a lot of time for a variety of reasons. People don't trust that he's going to be consistent and be around for them. I'm not even talking about the vaccine stuff. There's other stuff and reasons why he's missed games. And it's not injury related. Sometimes it is injury related. I just think he still holds the cards here. Because think about the scenario we just painted for the Nets. If you're Josiah, if you're Sean Marks, like, you cannot exit this era with like one, you know, with a couple series wins under your belt and no trips to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think Kyrie holds the cards here.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Like, what he, as flawed as he is, what I'm hearing from you and I agree with is he's their best option. Because I don't think they even get a Zach LaVine in for him. I don't even think that the team's going to want to do that. I think he's just too expensive and too unreliable. When's the last time he played anywhere close to a full season? Was it 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah, it's been a while.
So I think it's really hard for a team to give up anything good. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, they might be stuck with Kyrie,
and would have to give him a $230+ million contract.
Oh no,
extension.
I meant for next year.
Well, he's not playing on a 1 year deal. We just talked about how much he's injured. He's not doing that. No,
well,
chance.
It's a 1 year for what? How much is it for 1 year?
$40+ million.
You sure that he wouldn't take that because it's so ridiculously high?
No, I think he's saying this is time for the extension. Let's go.
Oh God. Yeah, no, I almost feel like if you're a Nets fan, which you're not because there are none, and I can't believe that there are, then you should find a new team.
Wow. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We're talking about the Nets. Of course, we're talking about Steph Curry and LeBron James. Do they belong in the same conversation? Want to hear from you. You can weigh in on that. Do you consider Kyrie and LeBron like on the same level? Perloff and I both putting LeBron James above Kyrie Irving if you're doing an all-time list. Coming up, Lane Kiffin calls out the rest of college football. And you know what? He's got one idea, Perloff, that I think is going to catch on immediately. You'll hear what that is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Megan Perloff, easing you into your Memorial Day weekend. I'm in New York. Perloff is in Los Angeles. A lot going down here this week as we pay tribute to Tom Cruise, Top Gun Maverick, getting like 97% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Everyone who's seen it loves it. And Samter and I were just talking about this, Perloff. It's like not every movie Cruise has been in has been great, but he's always great in the movie.
Yeah, he is. You know, we've been looking at all his movies this week to do these segments based on them. He's had a pretty good career, and this is going to sound bizarre, maybe a bit underrated? Is that possible? Because he's, and I say that because he's like a better actor when you think than movie star sometimes. Like, he could, he's actually been pretty good, like Born on the 4th of July, like, he could do like an Oscar-worthy turn as an actor and then lead a Mission Impossible action movie. Not a lot of guys who could do that. I certainly can't.
I love what you said. He's actually had a good career. Yeah, you think? Thank you for that, McLovin. I don't know if we would have arrived at that same conclusion. Paying tribute here to Tom Cruise, and we're doing it by doing some sports tie-ins and crossovers. And, of course, one movie that helped launch Tom Cruise's career is The Outsiders. Now, The Outsiders, incredible ensemble cast. Tom Cruise was just a part of it. So we're going to go through some sports, quote-unquote, outsiders who have been making some news. And these are the people who tend to kind of go to the beat of their own drum. And it starts with Lane Kiffin, the ultimate, you know, college football coach who refuses to fall in line with the other college football coaches. Now, he gave a really interesting interview to Sports Illustrated, Perloff. It was 2 days before the Jimbo Fisher Nick Saban dust up. So they don't talk about that, but he did make this really interesting point about Bryce Young and quarterbacks like Bryce Young from Alabama. And here's what he say. He said, quote, why did Bryce Young not go into the transfer portal? If you're advising Bryce Young, why do you not go into the portal and walk into Nick Saban's office and say, hey, I want to be here, but I've got to protect myself. So I'm going to go into the portal and I want to come back as long as it's matched with what I get out there. The kid would make 10 times what he have made, what he's already making. How's that not going to happen all the time? It should. It will. So how quickly do you think athletes who have leverage, like obviously the current reigning Heisman Trophy winner, Bryce Young has tons of leverage, do you think it's realistic that right now they could walk into the coach's office and say, Nick Saban's office, and say, I'm going to go in the transfer portal, and if you can't find the money for me to come back, I'm going to go somewhere else?
Yeah, I think that is utterly ridiculous. Because Bryce Young is going to leave a team that just won the national title, that he just won the Heisman on, to go where? Like, and anywhere his value is going to go up to be on like a 9-win team somewhere? Like, that's, it's just crazy. I mean, of course Lane Kiffin's going to say that to Alabama. He probably says, well, why don't you transfer to Ole Miss? It just doesn't make any sense. That particular example is dumb. I understand what you're saying. Like, yeah, yes, I understand the principle of it. Like, the transfer portal could become a new free agency. Absolutely. But his one example, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, to me it does. I can see it. Now, I don't know if Bryce Young would want to do this, but, like, you could argue Bryce Young is, like, he's at the peak right now. Like, if he could have been drafted in this year's draft class, he probably would have been easily would have been the first quarterback off the board, right? This wasn't even a great class. So you could argue, like, you know, his stock might not have anywhere to go but down, actually. I mean, probably won't, because I'm sure Alabama is going to be a juggernaut again this year. But if you're asking who would be out there, quote unquote, bidding for the services of Bryce Young, I mean, you're not talking about 9-win teams. Wouldn't the who's who of college football want him in their program?
Yeah, but wouldn't his overall value for his life worth of earning from football go down if he transferred to Missouri and won seven games next year?
Why would he go to Missouri? Why wouldn't he go to another blue blood?
Give me a team he's going to go to. What, to Georgia? That would no. I just don't think overall value in the long term for Bryce Young would be aided by leaving Alabama. Like, he won the Heisman. He's making a lifetime of money off that award, and that's a function of Alabama. Bryce Young could have gone, you know, he's from L.A. If he'd gone to USC or UCLA, he probably wasn't winning the Heisman. So I think he got a lot of value out of Alabama and continues to do so. That particular example just doesn't work for me. Like,
okay.
There's just nowhere he could transfer that wouldn't immediately make him less valuable as a marketing, as everything. Plus, he's making a ton of money.
Well, okay, but maybe, but what Lane's talking about is a bidding war because, how about LSU? Like, say you go.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. You're saying, give you an example. I'm giving you one. What if he went to LSU?
It'd be terrible. Who's he throwing to at LSU compared to Alabama? And be like, what on earth am I doing here? I'm getting killed just to get, what, like an extra $1 million that I'm going to earn 20 times that over the course of my lifetime.
Well, that might not be, I mean, yes, you'll make a lot of money just by virtue of being a Heisman Trophy winner. But if you're asking me, like, say, what is Bryce Young's NIL? Was it $1 million is what the reports were?
Yeah.
If he's going to LSU or give me another school with a huge collective, right, who can, Texas A&M, how about getting $3 million? That's not something to scoff at. Like, I know you said you can make it up over, you know, the lifetime of your career. But, like, if you're in for it right now, I want my money today. If I'm going from 1 million to 3, that's not nothing.
So if you're Bryce Young and you're at Alabama and you have a great chance of winning the national title next year,
yeah,
you would leave for A&M where you probably have less of a chance. They're actually pretty loaded right now. They have a bunch of quarterbacks too. But you would leave just
to make more money?
Just to get $2 million in a year.
Well, I would think about it, and I would want to see how high I could get, because what Lane is saying, then you go back to Alabama and say, can you match this? Like, I think this is going to happen, and it's going to happen with the bigger players here, like with the bigger quarterbacks. I know that you've always got people in the pipeline, but you could say, like, you know, Bryce Young has a ton of value, and he has it right now. What happens for him in the future in the NFL? None of that is guaranteed. Like, if it's enough money, that's head-turning money. I it's not an extra $100,000 here, which is also big money. I'm not scoffing at $100,000, but, like, an extra couple million, that's, like, significant life-changing.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, first of all, I'd like to see that happen. Second of all, it's just, like, I think his market value just dips if he leaves Alabama. I think if he goes to LSU, like, come on, like, what are we talking about here? Like, he's not going to be as good anymore. Like, he's got a lifetime of being Bryce Young to look forward to. For a little short-term gain here, that seems crazy to me. But, you know, it's interesting about Lane Kiffin's comment. Now the incoming freshman can just say that off the bat. Say, hey, give me the money right now. And by the way, like, Bryce Young could get a ton of NIL money at Alabama. It's not like he can't sign with anybody right now. He can make a lot of big deals. I'm not sure that even the short term is going to be that big a gain.
Okay, let's move on. Our next outsider, and this is obviously our tribute to Tom Cruise. You can call us on that topic, by the way, 855-212-4CBS. Curious to hear what you have to say about that. This one sounded like sports Mad Libs, but it's an actual real story, which is Jake Paul is going to fight Big Baby Davis.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. You're tuning into that, Perloff.
No, I've never watched any of those Jake Paul fights. I know they make a lot of money. I actually respect Jake Paul for how he's marketed this. Like, dude knows how to make money, but this sounds like, honestly, like, I don't, if those two guys were fighting on the street, I probably wouldn't even watch.
I have to say, the two of them are not going to fight. This is going to be on the undercard of a Jake Paul fight.
Does it say who Jake Paul is fighting yet, or is he looking for an opponent?
I think he's looking for an opponent. Spare me, like, the hate tweets. I'm sorry I got that wrong. But who is thinking about, all right, I need a fighter here? And then how far down on your list do you have to get to before you get to Glenn Big Baby Davis? Like, what do you, like, do you stumble upon a Celtics game? He's sitting in the front row and you're like, you know what? I'd like to see that guy get punched in the face. I mean, what leads you to Big Baby?
Yeah, by the way, he's gigantic. I'm not sure. Like, what weight class are we talking about? Is this, by the way, boxing?
Yes,
I don't know. I don't know where this whole Jake Paul universe, I don't know how it works, where the fighters come from. It's a total mystery to me. I got to be honest, like, Big Baby Davis is definitely undercard for me. It's not. I'm not dropping down the credit card to see him fight at all.
Well,
although he was a good player.
This is even more Mad Libsian, which is the Jake Paul's promotion originally sought out former NBA player Larry Sanders, but he had a conflict with the Big Three. Like, wow. Couldn't even get Larry Sanders. So now you're going to pivot to Big Baby. All right. Final one we have to get to for our outsiders, and this comes, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, and this starts with actually Chris Sims. So Chris Sims and Mike Florio were talking about the Lamar situation on Pro Football Talk.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.